welcome to the Back in Time podcast. My name is Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host JD. And we're on today to talk about our top five favorite Christmas movies of all time. JD, how are we doing today?
Ho, 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 and a bottle of rum. Wait, am I mixing? I think I'm mixing things there.
That's all right. Do what you gotta do, Johnny Depp. Are you trying to mix? Are you mixing Christmas movies with Pirates of the Caribbean again?
Damn it, I am, aren't I?
Son of a... Arr! Can't believe you did that. I'm looking forward to talking about our top five, because honestly, I don't know what to expect from you. You may surprise me with some of your picks here. I don't think I'll surprise you. I think you're going to be like, yeah, he's going to pick this one. And the next one will be this one. I don't know if there's any that'll be in there to surprise you, but the only way to find out is to jump into it. So you ready to go?
Let's do this.
All right, here we go. So number five, we'll count it down. JD, what's your number five pick for best Christmas movie?
It's an oddball one, but I'm going to go ahead and spitball this right out there. Deck the Halls with Matthew Broderick and Danny DeVito.
Okay. Awesome. What do you like about Deck the Halls? I actually just watched it last night.
Seriously, you just watched it?
Not for the first time, but yeah, I just... we were wanting to watch Christmas movies. I was like, oh, let's do Deck the Halls because it's in my rotation.
It's an unassuming movie. Danny DeVito is fantastic. Broderick is silly. And the daughters, and I want to say maybe from Arrested Development is even in it.
Yep, maybe's in it.
It's just not what you would picture. I think it's a better version of Christmas with the Cranks.
I always love the scene where he's trying to chop down the tree. And they're like, oh my gosh, that gas. And he turns around and he's like, cut me some slack. I'm swinging as hard as I can here. That scene always cracks me up. Just because his delivery is just so dry. And then when he does that, I'm like, oh, that's Ferris Bueller right there. Love it. Do you have a good Danny DeVito? Oh, you went Penguin DeVito.
I did.
I always like him in Sonny. I like the way he says Charlie. Charlie!
Tally.
Yeah. So my number five pick, and this one I wish would have won the poll topic, I'm going Jingle All the Way. I need a little Turbo Man every year. It's a fun movie. My kid loves it now. And just come on. Schwarzenegger as a salesman turned superhero fighting Sinbad in the middle of downtown, wherever, whatever town they're in. I assume it's New York. I don't think we ever know, but so many good cameos. You got Phil Hartman in the movie. We've got his Schwarzenegger's real life wife, which is, or no, the, is it Tom Hanks's wife? Rita Wilson?
That's Tom Hanks' wife.
Okay. Yep. So I knew it was somebody's wife. Couldn't pinpoint, but what do you think about my number five pick?
Yeah, I don't want to get too much give anything out away. There yet, because this might come up in my later picks.
Okay. All right. So that might be on the board for you. Okay. Let's go, and just to note, Deck the Halls is not on my list. So, let's go number four for you. What do you got?
I think that this will be another oddball one that might not be on your list.
Okay.
Surviving Christmas with Ben Affleck and James Gandolfini.
Wow. Okay, definitely not on my top five. I do like the movie.
I love this movie.
What do you like about it?
It just is a movie that is not necessarily Christmas-centric, but holiday-relevant.
Okay.
And it's one of the few movies that made me laugh out loud while watching alone. Okay. And if you can laugh out loud while watching alone, you know it's a good movie.
I would agree with that statement. Okay. Correct. I haven't watched this movie in quite a while. What is the role of Ben Affleck in this movie?
He's kind of like, he's a big shot and he wants to rekindle his Christmas relationship with his youth. So he hires this family to be his go-to or like replacement family for the holidays.
Okay. All right, yep, that's ringing a bell. All right, number four on my list, It's in our archives from last year. The Santa Claus, Tim Allen. It's just, I watched that movie when I was a young kid, when I was 9 years old. It captured the imagination. It's one of my mom's favorite movies to watch. So it's something every year we try and watch that movie together. So I hold off until we get together for the holidays. So that is on my list as number four. JD, any comments? Is that anywhere on your list or is that off your board?
My board is quite weird, but like, okay. what specifically about Santa Claus like rings true for you?
I just like the idea of what happens, like the backstory of, you know, Santa falls off the roof, he puts on the suit, now he's the guy, and he goes through this transformation, and people don't believe him, and then all of a sudden he looks like a Santa Claus too. He looks like Santa, he sounds like Santa. He's got the beard at the end, you know, Charlie, who I know you absolutely hate with a passion. He buys into him right away. And just, I don't know. I think it just came out at the right time. I think if I was like 16 when that movie came out, it probably would not be on my list. But because of when I watched it and what age I watched it, it's in my top five.
That's totally fair.
Okay. What do you got for number three?
I kind of want to have you try to predict what my number three will be.
Oh, jeez. I will give it a shot here. I'm going to go... Goldblum hasn't been in a Christmas movie, has he?
No.
Okay. Can't go that route. I'm going to go with the classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, you are so wrong. I hate you for it.
Okay. Nope. All right. What do you got?
My top three is very conflicted. And... You laugh, but I'm basing it on what movies I think I watch most regularly every year.
Okay.
And my number three movie is going to be a non-practical Christmas movie. Bear with me and promise you'll be my friend.
Okay.
Just friend.
I don't hate that. I don't hate that at all. I like that.
I love Just Friends.
It's a really good comedy movie.
It is such a good comedy movie. And it's so perfectly placed as a holiday movie. And Ryan Reynolds and Amy Smart are so fantastic in this movie. It just, everything about it is just so good.
I really like the scene when he comes back for the first time and they go out to like their favorite diner and the waitress still remembers them. And brings him his old meal, and it's just so unhealthy. And he's like, no thanks. And he tries to push it off, and then she gets mad at him. She's like, you're being rude. Just freaking eat it. It's so good. Fat Ryan Reynolds. There needs to be a whole movie of him just in a fat suit.
I feel like, and it's not technically a Christmas movie by many people's definition, but it's just, if you've not seen it.
Yeah.
It's December. Please just watch it and enjoy it.
Okay. Awesome. So my number three, and this is going way, way back, probably one of my the oldest movies that I watch on a regular basis. I'm going Miracle on 34th Street from 1947. The black and white version. That's right. That is one of my favorite all-time Christmas movies. Again, I love the Santa Claus. I believe in that one he's played by Edmund Gwenn, who plays Kris Kringle. And then you got Maureen O'Hara, classic actress. And it's just such a good movie. So many good parts. Any thoughts on Miracle on 34th Street, JD?
No, I think that's a bold choice, especially when we have the remake with John Hammond as Kris Kringle. And you picked the original.
Welcome to Jurassic Park. That's my best John Hammond. That's all I got. You actually do a pretty good one.
Welcome.
Hold on. Were you Christian Bale? There's way too much Batman in there. Whoa. Take it again. Take two.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
The awkward pause. It's too much Batman. I think you haven't watched the movie lately.
It's been a while. Season one is our archives.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Okay. You were worse than I was.
Audience, tweet us. Let us know who did it better the first time, Kyle or JD. Let us know what you think. Okay, we're in the final two here. What do you got for number two, JD?
Okay, audience, I'm gonna be a straight shooter, just straight shooter McGavin with you. It's hard to do and decipher Christmas movies when you're like, what do I watch every year and what is my all-time favorites?
Okay.
Every year, yes, I watch Scrooge, and I'm going to, spoiler alert, your brain's out. Scrooge is not coming up in my top five.
Okay.
Home Alone.
Wow. Strong choice with number two.
Home Alone is my number two.
All right, can I go ahead and add that it's also my number two as well?
I had a feeling, and I know what your number one is. But
no spoilers. Away. Okay, so why do you put Home Alone at two?
To me, I love it. It's a great kids movie. It's a great Christmas movie. It's a great caper movie. It's a great, everything about it is fantastic. It holds up. You can watch it every year over and over and over again. Quoted, and you can watch how creepy Macaulay grows up. Joe Pesci is fantastic. It's a great movie. Check okay. it out in our archives. It's fantastic. It's fan freaking tastic.
It is. It's a really fun episode, and I would say for three reasons I like it. A, it's really funny. Two, I think it's very quotable. And D, I mean, it's such a classic. I mean, Macaulay, was there a bigger kid actor in the 1990s than Macaulay Culkin? Honestly. Audience, JD, I mean, any thoughts?
Hopefully nobody named Charlie.
Yeah, definitely no Charlies in there. No, it's such a fun movie to watch every time of year. When I'm watching it, I'm literally like quoting the lines as they're happening. That's how many times I've watched it. Probably know what my number one is, but before I give you mine, JD, what's your number one all-time favorite Christmas movie?
It has to be Christmas Vacation.
Okay. Interesting that our one and two are exactly the same.
It has to be, because every time I celebrate Christmas, I think the same thing. Anytime I'm in Las Vegas, I think the same thing. Anytime I'm in Europe, which has never happened, I'm assuming I'm going to think the same thing.
Anytime Chase, you're in Six Flags in California, you think Wally's World?
Exactly. It'll happen in my mind. That'll be the same. My point being, this movie just finds what Christmas is for a dysfunctional family, for children, for adults, for that really awkward scene in the department store where that lady's showing off her lingerie to Rusty and Clark. And,
God bless her soul. No, she's not dead, just divorced.
Look, I'm wearing something similar. See? Can't see the line.
Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
Nope.
This is Christmas, and, you know, everything from weird German, those freaking Holland, those spinning.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, real quick. You can only pick one. What's your favorite line from Christmas Vacation?
Shitter's full.
Okay. That's a good one. I like the one where he says, can I get you anything else, Eddie? More eggnog? Drive you to the middle of nowhere? Leave you for dead?
Oh, that's a great one.
That's a good line, too. Or if I had to go B, I like the line with the grandma when they ask her to say Grace. And she's like, Grace, she died 30 years ago. And then she starts singing the national anthem. Or no, it's the Pledge of Allegiance. And then Eddie rises up and puts his hand over his heart. God, there's so many good freaking
there's
lines
so
that
many
movie.
There's so many good ones. There's, and that's why this for me is a number one compared to Home Alone. There's more one-liners.
Yeah. Yep. And poor Chris Columbus got fired because of Chevy Chase. He had to take number two, Home Alone, and number one went to a different director. Well, I don't remember. Do you remember who directed Christmas Vacation?
It's future episodes, so let's wait for that.
Okay. Yeah, we won't give anything away. I just looked it up. It's actually not a big name. But it is written by John Hughes. I did not realize that. I mean, I guess I must have watched it a million times. I should know that, but it kind of forgot about it for a second. God, we got to do our John Hughes episode.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well, this was fun. We need to do more top five lists. Stay tuned for next week when we give our top five Rockies. We'll be back. Perfect. We have enough of them to pick from now. But yeah, no, seriously, thanks for joining us on the episode. We'll be back next week. One more episode before we wrap it up for 2018. We'll be doing our end of the year review. And again, you guys can subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube. Remember to follow us on social media, Back in Time Pod. And just thanks for joining us. Hope you guys are having a great holiday. And we'll talk to you next week. See ya.
Merry Christmas. God.